Because look who's here.
Look who's walked in, eh?
Oh,
it's Anthony. Hey.
There he is. Oh, yeah. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Star of London's glittering West End. At the moment. Although, strictly speaking...
It's not West End, is it?
It's not, is it?
It's not. But it, sort of
but it counts
is.
As the West End. Yeah.
Because it's the Old Vic.
The Old Vic in
posh.
The cut, South
yeah.
Bank.
Yeah.
And a very, very nice area it is, too. Lots of different restaurants. It's
many eateries.
Yes. Many eateries. Yes. Many, many, oh. many eateries. Oh, oh.
Bump me microphone again.
Yeah, she's been doing that all morning,
oh,
honestly.
Dear.
Have you played the Old Vic before?
I did the 24-hour plays. Which was, and if either of you have never done it, you should do it.
I've never done it. Explain what that is to our listeners.
It is, you arrive, the actors all arrive on Saturday night, you all sit around in a circle, you bring a prop that might be useful, and just introduce yourselves, and the writers and the directors, and I think there's six directors and six writers, and then we all go off, and then the writers stay up all night writing a 10-12 minute play. And then in the morning, on Sunday morning, the directors all sit down, they get given a play, and then they get to take it in turns to choose their cast. And then you arrive at about, I don't know, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then you rehearse all day, and you put it on to a very large audience in the evening.
For charity?
For charity, for the Old Vic. It's got a young people's programme, and I can't think what it's called.
Yeah.
It's called... Young Voices, isn't
That's
it?
That's exactly yeah. what it's got. Very
well
good.
Done.
Thank
10
you.
Points.
Oh,
thank
good
you.
As your ear.
Mm. I can't believe you've never done that.
I don't know why. I think I did
You'd
get
love
asked
it.
And
you've
I,
been
I would love it.
Yeah,
I would
it's
love
brilliant.
That.
If I could do that as my job, I'd do that.
Right,
because
right.
Because I love that sort of
it's
pressure.
Seat of the pants
and, yeah,
really
yeah, yeah. And also, one night only, no reviews.
Yeah.
It's always sold out because it's a gala event. Bosh.
Yeah. The bit that alarms me is the getting is when they choose the actors for their cast.
No.
It sounds a bit like being lined up for the football
but you
team.
Don't
when you're
know.
At school.
You don't. You're not there at the time.
No, you're,
oh,
not,
you're not.
No.
Now, is it
that's
the director's issue,
isn't it?
Were you when you know the football syndrome? Because I was always in the last three
well,
or four.
Useless.
Were you?
I was useless.
It was always.
As I
oh,
still
well.
Am. but when I was,
did they not want you for your witty repartee at half time?
Funnily enough, they seem to be overlooking that.
Really?
But yeah, that thing where you'd line up against the wall and literally you'd be like, oh.
I wonder
oh.
if they still do that. They probably
oh,
don't
sure.
now. It's
all
probably
part of
considered
it.
A really
I'm
outmoded.
Sure it's discouraged, but it was
yeah.
never something official. It was
no.
just
yeah,
in playtime, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Oh, I suppose
true.
We better have head, then.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the memories, the cold chill that runs down your spine.
And it was always the same guys at the end, isn't it?
Same guys at the start, same guys at the end, yeah. and you just yeah. you kind of swam around in the middle for some respect.
But this is nothing like that. No, you're not there when they choose you.
Yeah.
And I had the honour of playing Vince Vaughan's father, which was quite
well,
intriguing.
They get posh people
yeah,
for
yeah.
these things.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Kevin had just worked with Vince.
Kevin
somebody.
Spacey, who runs the Old Vic, of
yes.
course. Yes.
And who brought the 24-hour plays yeah. over from New York, didn't he?
Yeah, and it's a brilliant idea. I think they should do it more than once a year, to be honest. Just because it's very
yeah.
exciting.
I've yeah. done it on Broadway.
Oh, aren't
you? See,
you.
I know.
Oh, aren't you?
I know.
Oh, I bet there were some stars at that one, right?
Jennifer Aniston, who I do believe should be my best friend.
Because you're a little bit in love with Jennifer
yes.
Aniston, aren't you?
Yeah, well, she's
did you
great.
Stalk her or do anything embarrassing? Or?
I didn't. As she was about to go into the... Yes, so I did,
yeah.
basically, yeah.
Followed her into the toilet.
Followed her into the toilet. As she was about to go into
did
the toilet...
Did you kick over the cubicle?
No, it was just one toilet that we were all waiting for. And ooh. She was about to go in, and I said, hi. I mean, terrible.
And by the third hi, you were talking like that.
And the thing is, the poor woman wanted to go to the toilet.
Sure
that's
did.
Why she was standing outside the cubicle.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just really do love you. And she's like, great, I just got to go in there. And I was like, go on, love, enjoy yourself. I'll be right here when you get out.
Yeah. Waiting, drooling. I'll be listening at the door.
Ready to pass some toilet roll under in case they run out.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever embarrassed yourself in front of anyone, Anthony?
Yes. I was at a Christmas party, and Ruby Wax was talking to Annie Lennox. And I know Ruby, and I don't know Annie Lennox. And I stood there sort of smiling inanely for about, I don't know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And they sort of then noticed. And got me, yeah? Hello, Ruby. And then didn't go anywhere, obviously, because they were in the middle of their conversation. So they went back to the conversation and it was just like, okay, I'm going to leave now.
Oh.
I can imagine.
No, because why would you? It's like somebody inanely grinning at you. It's like...
Not going to encourage it, are you?
Just call the police. Yeah.
I can imagine being in the presence of Annie Lennox would do that.
A little bit. A little bit breathtaking.
It's not everybody. Yeah. I'm actually not always a complete gorm, but it's if somebody that you really do. It's like Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. You have no words.
But you have that effect on people, Anthony.
Well, I know I have it on you, darling.
You do. I can barely.
I'm
not looking at you now. I'm averting my gaze throughout this interview.
Don't grin inanely at him because he won't enjoy it.
Don't like that.
I won't bring him into the conversation.
You won't bring him into the conversation.
But you're a star of many years standing. Buffy fans can be a little bit overwhelmed by your very presence.
Occasionally, when someone sort of, you know, just shakes. Yeah. And you have, you know, anybody that sort of, because we are, you know, we're profile and we're in the living, and it's, and all I'm saying is it's no different for us than for them. Ultimately, sure. We've all got our idols and we've all got people, you know, that, you know, and ultimately we are. Mm-hmm. Exactly the same as them. We happen to be on the telephone. Telephone.
On the television.
Really?
So I'm on the telephone now.
Your career's going down the pan.
Telephone drama.
Marketing sales.
When they say Anthony Head phones the performance in, yes. They actually mean it this time.
Well, actually, in this play that we're doing, I will mention it now. We're doing this play, 6 Degrees of Separation, at the Old Vic.
Which I saw and was brilliant. Yeah, I really, really recommend it. I thought it was great.
It is a fascinating
And also, piece. Don't we love a play that runs through with no interval?
Well, it's 90 minutes. It doesn't stop. It just
it's great, but you couldn't stop that. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to stop it.
But what I was going to say was there are several moments sort of the second half onwards that we're on the phone, but we don't have a telephone in our hands, so we're basically sort of facing out front.
Oh.
And it's fascinating. It's an extraordinary, trick or whatever it is. You know, it's a what do they call it?
Theatrical conceit.
That's exactly what they call it.
Thank you.
Thank goodness. And it actually worked. Somebody was saying the other day, when we were all standing chatting about it, and they were saying it's brilliant because it ultimately gets rid of all
the
trappings.
About,
you don't have to faff around. Yeah. You're talking on the phone immediately like that. And it's fascinating. And the whole play is like that. It's sort of full of theatrical conceits because it's, you know, it jumps forward and back in time. And it tells this fairly simple tale, although as it grows, more people become involved. And I have to say, very few places other than the Old Vic, you will find a cast of 16 in a modern play.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, when we all finally turn up on the curtain call, you know, they say it's like a rugby team. It's like, oh my God, where did they all come from?
But it is rare now, isn't it, to have unless you're in a musical, to have a big cast in a play.
How long is the run? Are you there for a while?
Till April 3rd.
It's quite a long one then. Yeah.
It's 3 months. It's nice. It's just nice. It's just right. Certainly from where I'm coming from.
We're going to play a record, but you're going to stay around, I hope.
I am.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
This reminds me of Jamie from The X Factor.
Did he sing this?
His opening audition number, I think. Was it?
I managed to miss that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was really supportive of Jamie. Mm.
Good. I'm sure he appreciates that.
I'm sure he does.
Where did he win?
No.
So where is he now?
I don't know. Somewhere combing his afro. He had a massive fro, didn't he? Right. Do you not remember the one?
I didn't watch it.
Oh,
I didn't, you know.
See,
I thought
cool.
At some point they were going to finally get to the fro. I thought
they'd shave it off or something? They kind of tamed it down
tamed
a bit.
It a little bit, but it was just like, you know, come on, let it go.
No!
Let it go.
Oh.
I used to win it back in the 80s. I had one of those manky little rat's tails at the back of my
They head. Were nice,
did
weren't
you?
They?
Oh, my God.
They
and
were
I
lovely.
Just and I wouldn't let it go. And I did a show at Chichester, which needed sort of, we were playing Prussian officers, and it needed sort of a big haircut at the back. And I even devised a way of curling it up.
And tucking it in with a pin curl.
And finally, somebody said, just cut it off.
Yeah.
And it is the best thing, I think, I ever did.
It was an odd fashion, wasn't it?
In retrospect, not a good one, but then, you know, but so many things.
I suppose. Did you watch The X Factor then? Were you tuning in?
I watched bits of it.
But weren't you on the other side during The X Factor? Wasn't Merlin playing during that time?
Yes, I would watch Merlin and then we'd sort of, you know, then we'd flip a bit.
Flop.
I think you did really well to not get involved at all.
Did I?
Yes, I think...
I found it quite resistible, I'll be honest. I didn't struggle.
See, I find Britain's Got Talent entirely resistible. Yes. But The X Factor...
Oh, do you? See, I find that fascinating.
Do you? No, yes, I've never seen it, but I guess...
I mean, I have been drawn into these. I know that once you get drawn
that's
in,
it,
it does feel like lifeblood.
It's because
If you manage to avoid them completely...
Yes,
you,
I suppose.
You're looking at it objectively, you can't really understand what the obsession is. But people love it, don't they?
Well, when they start with the audition process... I love it. But you've done a fair bit of music yourself.
Done some, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I mean, back in the 80s, I did the rock thing. But I think make the sensible decision that actually acting was probably a better.
Right.
Did that happen suddenly, or was it a gradual move?
Well, acting.
From music to acting.
No. Acting was what I started. I went to drama school. Like them, you know. And the first gig out of drama school happened to be Godspell. It was a national tour because I had a high voice and could cover all the you know. So I did understudied. But then from then on, I had a very good agent who said, right, let's you know. I did Shakespeare, and then I went up to Cheltenham Rep, and they wanted me to do Joseph, so I did that, and then they asked me back, and he said, okay, as long as he can do some straight plays. So it was trying
to.
The difficulty with musicals is that, and music is that you kind of get.
You get stuck
into
there, don't you?
Yeah. Tucked into a corner. Yeah. And you have to work really hard to say, no, actually, I'm a serious actor as well.
Sure. But you were also a bit of a session musician now and again, weren't you?
Ah. Yeah.
Now, do you consider. Because we just had LaRue in, and she feels. Session musician is perhaps the wrong term to use for people of...
I think she only meant for her gang, because they are very much her...
Her band.
As
it happens, I know. In fact, I did Godspell at the Young Vic with LaRue's mum.
Wow!
Trudy Goodwin.
Right.
She just said...
Right.
How funny.
Does that mean you all frolicked naked on stage together?
No,
that was Hair, wasn't it?
No.
Hair was
Stephen
naked
Schwartz,
one.
It was all very clean.
It was all very clothed.
Yes, very clothed.
Yeah.
Very biblical.
Yeah. I bet you've had your kit off in your time, though, have you?
No. The closest I've done, well, in Little Britain, I wore a thong and a duster. It's much to my family's amusement, or not. In Rocky Horror, I wore a basque and stockings and all that. But no, it's not something that I don't think people want to see my sad body, really.
I bet lots of people do.
I'm sure they will.
I bet we could probably get a few on the phone.
Really? Let's not.
I bet
but your daughters are now trailing the boards, right?
Emily's in between us, and Daisy's just done an independent movie, a really really good script called The Last Seven.
Uh-huh.
Waiting to see what happens with that.
And do you like that, or are you a little bit nervous of them following them?
No, I love it. I mean, I must admit, when they first talked about it, and I kind of went, oh, well, you know, do drama at school, and Sarah, my other half, said, you know, back in your box, don't be ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you stop them now, then when they're 40, that'll be the thing that's
that'll be
you know, and if you who knows whether they're going to want to do it when they're 25. Yeah. But it's actually, she was quite right, it's actually helped them with all sorts of people skills and just, you know, and getting over the fact that it's not, you know, not taking it personally. If you don't get the job, it's not actually about talent or about, it's literally, you know, what you look, you know what it's like. It's actually got nothing to do
with
anything other than, do you fit the bill at that moment? Are you what the director sees in his mind's eye?
You give them a wonderful, calm and respectful example to aim for. It's lovely to have you. And listen, we're gonna finish with one of the songs on which you can be heard singing in the background from the 80s.
Well, thank you very much. Red Box. Yes, thank you.
A bit of Red Box. If you listen carefully, you'll hear Tony Head. Listen,
in the meantime, 6 degrees of separation, Old Vic.
Yes, I will be
funny, witty, bitter, dark. It's everything you can want. It's as the director said, it is the perfect play. It's brilliant. Absolutely.
And you're in it, which is
awesome. And I am in it. Leslie Manville and Obili.
Yeah.
And a cast of hundreds.
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for
having me. Thank you for putting up with the understudies today.
Which was marvellous.
This is Lean On Me, featuring Anthony Head.
Really.
And Red Box.
Cue the track.
Are we happy? Are we scared? Are we shouting, never heard? Are we running, running brave? Are we fighting, making waves? The first man, he gets up and he says, well, can I have a say? Singing men on fire.
That's it.
Oh, that was brilliant. Wasn't I love that.
Awesome. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Anthony Head, who featured so brilliantly on that track.
To Ricky Gervais.
And to LaRue.
Brilliant.
This has been David Tennant.
And Catherine Tate.
It hasn't been Jonathan Ross, but I'm sure he'll be back next week. And for now...
This is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital.
And on 88 to 91 FM. Goodbye.
Bye.